Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Live from sunny Southampton, it's the Beluga Tunes Podcast. And here's your host, Andrew Mortimer.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, this is the Beluga Tunes Podcast. Welcome, everybody. This is a live edition. I'm streaming to Twitch and Facebook right now. And I need to keep an eye on the chats. That's what I've got to remember to do. If you're new to this podcast, then welcome. Glad to have you here. And I'm just going to explain what's coming up. You see, the first segment I like to do is a little thing called the 6-minute shout-out, where I just basically I have 6 minutes to talk about something that I found online. I'm not going to reveal what it is just yet, but that'll be the first segment, so that's coming up very soon. Oh, Caroline's just joined. Hi, Caroline. This is great. I've got some friends watching me. The second bit that I'm going to be doing is a segment called Would I Watch It Again? And that's when I pick a random movie. Like, I don't really choose it. I go on this website called suggestmemovie.com. And a random movie is chosen for me to watch that I can talk about. By the way, can everyone hear me all right? I just want to check on that. Let me know if the audio is good. This week the film is Jerry Maguire. Yeah, hi Caroline. It's great to have you here. I've only got the Twitch one set up. The reason that it hasn't come up on here is because that stream chat on my screen, that's only for Twitch. But I am reading the ones that my friends are posting on Facebook. So we've got Caroline in the chat. So I'm going to be talking about Jerry Maguire. So that was just a randomly chosen film. You're going to hear my thoughts on that one this week. The last bit is going to be... good. I'm loud and clear, apparently. So that's good to know. Yeah, this is the great thing about having a chat, is that you can make sure that the people can hear you. I'm working on a story. So, yeah, again, for new listeners, I do this ongoing thing where I write a chapter of this story, and it's like I can't really make sense of it because it's just really random. Every week I try to create a new chapter following on from what I was writing about last week. So it's just sort of a never-ending story. You'll hear it because I've written it now. As it's live, I'm not going to... You'll see what it's all about when we get around to it. It's chapter 29, my story, The Odyssey Express. So there we go. That's everything we've got lined up. So let us move on. Oh, come on. Where's my soundboard gone? I need sounds. Oh, I love live streams. They always go so well. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go with this one, I think. Right.
The Beluga Tunes Podcast. Almost as good as the last thing you listened to.
It is time for the 6-minute shout-out. So let's spin that internet wheel. There it goes. It's spinning. Where's it going to land? Is it going to land on a podcast? Is it going to be somebody's YouTube channel? Or maybe, could it possibly be a combination of the two? Let's see, it's stopping. Right, it's landed on Richard Herring's YouTube channel. So yeah, I've got 6 minutes to talk about this, so I'll be done in about 30 minutes, yeah. I first sort of started to listen to Richard's podcasts when I was at university, because it was just something to do to sort of pass the time. And I will admit, his brand of humour is very kind of it's definitely targeted at a specific audience. And yeah, it can be very crude, but I always found it really funny. And he's done loads of different podcasts. He's one of those comedians who's used podcasting to create lots of new things. And yeah, so it's interesting seeing all these things he's done. Now he does have a YouTube channel. And one of the things that he seems to do most with his YouTube channel is post episode. Sorry, it's pouring with rain out there. There's going to be a lot of noise coming. I don't know how well it's being picked up on the mic, but yeah, sorry about that. He does this podcast called Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast, in which he interviews celebrities, mostly comedians, but also other kinds of artists and things. And yeah, he gets some really interesting interviews. I think if you've ever listened to Marc Maron's podcast, it's a little bit like that. Because he talks to such a different variety of people, and it makes it it does make it quite interesting to watch, because you never really know exactly where the conversation is heading. So I'm just trying to stay focused. when I was at university, as I mentioned before, the thing that I used to listen to a lot was, he did a podcast called As It Occurs to Me, which is sort of a mix of stand-up and sketches and improv. Like he would do a lot of stage banter with a group of other people and some other comedians that he was, his familiars. I really liked it. I thought that worked very well as sort of a low budget comedy show. By the way, I first thought I would talk about Richard Herring's work as a 6 minute shout out several months back, because I noticed, as I say, I was in university when I listened to As It Occurs to Me, and he actually did a YouTube version of that show. Apparently, I think in like 2016, and I had no idea. Like, I was literally just finding out about it, a couple of years late. It is funny how that was a show that I really got into, and I didn't actually notice that it had resurfaced, and there was actually some new episodes of the podcast as well as the new YouTube version with visual stuff, lots of visual comedy. I'm recommending this for comedy fans, especially for anyone who can still remember Lee and Herring, so Stuart Lee and Richard Herring, because they did Fist of Fun together, and then after that their show was This Morning with Richard, Not Judy, and that was live. They did a live comedy show, and so with that one it was mostly sketches, and it's just so interesting hearing people like these guys talk about what they got up to back in the day, because that was quite a long time ago now. There are actually two episodes of Richard's Leicester Square podcast where he talks to Stuart Lee, and I think Stuart Lee is absolutely fascinating. And it's funny how I was too young to be watching their stuff like back in the 90s, more recently I've started checking out their stuff, and I think what I love about Stuart Lee is that there are a lot of people who won't get what he does, but this is something really fascinating about his style. I really like hearing him talk about the things that he remembers from when they did their comedy show together, what it was like to be a double act. And so the first interview that Richard did with Stuart as sort of a reunion was just an audio episode for the Leicester Square podcast. And as I say, he now has this YouTube channel where he posts episodes, and so you actually get to see the people on the stage. So yeah, a few years ago, Stuart Lee did his second interview and they recorded it, so you actually get to see him on stage. And I thought I would show a clip from that episode just to end this segment. So here is Stuart Lee and Richard Herring reunited at the Leicester Square Theatre.
We tried really hard to do lots of things that we weren't allowed to do on television. I remember I had a real beer in my bonnet about how, because I was sort of we were sort of aware that it was going out early on Sunday morning, and in the late 90s there was a drug called ecstasy that lots of people took, and there was a whole culture of people going out and dancing on this drug, and we were sort of aware that there was a kind of come down culture, people had been out all night watching the program, or just people had been out on like Saturday night drinking, and I sort of like the idea that it would be jarring and upsetting to them to wake up and watch this program. And I remember the wanted things that would make them feel ill that they were watching.
Sorry about that, technical difficulties. So that's the thing about live streams. That's just how it goes, basically. He didn't like that one. Oh, no. I was afraid that something like this would happen. Okay, hang on a sec. I'm just going to try something. It just keeps changing. Right, let's just try and get through this, okay? We've got a little... I think Rita's going to play us into the next bit.
Have you seen my guitar? Who's got my guitar? Where's my guitar? Oh, here it is.
Yeah, there is some rendering lag happening. I'm sorry about this. Right. This is not working out. Oh dear. Seems all right now. Yeah. So I do realise that it's not coming through very well. It seems to have settled. So let's move on to the next bit. Okay. So this is Would I Watch It Again? Let's just play the theme tune. Okay, I hope this is all just because of the weather, because that would make sense, and yeah, I prefer knowing that was the cause of this. Got to bring up IMDb, hang on. Is everyone still there? Still interested? Okay, Jerry Maguire. When a sports agent has a moral epiphany and is fired for expressing it, he decides to put his new philosophy to the test as an independent agent with the only athlete who stays with him and his former secretary. Yeah, so I think it's going to be a bit difficult for me to talk about this, and that's normally how I start these when I talk about films. I actually thought that I found myself kind of enjoying it throughout the first act, because, yeah, it seemed quite quirky, and yeah, I thought that, you know, this is quite cute. It's, you know, the jokes were making me laugh, it seemed to be doing pretty much what it set out to do. But then it got to the second act, and I really just started to, because it's a 2-hour film, I believe, and it really felt longer. I really found myself just thinking, come on, wrap this up. Because I didn't really care enough about the characters. Like, I don't think the main character is likable enough. I think this is another example of a romantic comedy where it's just so hard to root for the main character. I don't really get the problem that he's going through. And it made me feel almost the same way as I did about Shall We Dance, that at the end, the main character is just like, okay, check this out. I'm not as horrible as I could be. And yeah, I just got that feeling. Oh dear. Sorry about this. Bad transmission. Hang on. I might just have to speed things along now, because you know, I'm getting a lot of rendering lag. That's what the problem is. This is a bit annoying, but yeah. So would I watch it again? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that this is one that I'm gonna give a miss, because yeah, I really felt like I could have enjoyed it more. Like, the music was good. I like that, because they used a couple of Who songs. There was Magic Bus, that was used a few times, and Getting in Tune as well. And the film ended on Bob Dylan's Shelter from the Storm, and I feel like that's going to be a good title for this episode, because I am sheltering from a storm literally right now as we speak. Now I need to go to the website suggestmemovie.com and tell you what I'm going to be watching for next week's episode. Oh yeah, and another thing, hopefully I can talk about this. I've joined Rabbit, which is like a social networking for screen, like hosting little screenings online. If you get the app, you can find out more about it. Just look up Rabbit. I'm hoping every week to host some screenings. So each film that I talk about with this segment, we're going to do that on Rabbit from now on. If you go on Twitter, at BelugaToonsPod is the Twitter for this show, and you should be able to find information on Rabbit and the screenings that we're going to do. It's going to take a while to take a moment to decide on. I'm just gonna. Okay, let's go with The Mask of Red Death, the old Vincent Price film. That's gonna be the film that I talk about in the next episode of the Beluga Tunes podcast. Whew, here we go.
The Beluga Tunes podcast will return after these messages.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so now we're moving on to the Odyssey Express. So let's go. I'm going to read a recap. In the previously on the Odyssey Express, Teresa turned into a baby for some reason. I seem to remember something to do with Suzette. She was responsible for that. Also they're trying to find food. They found lots of cherries. They got past a tiger, which turned out to be a hologram. Lots of weird stuff happened. And even more weird stuff is happening in this chapter. Because if I go to... let's see. Just going to check the chat again. Hang on. I wasn't ready for this. Yeah, so... On the screen here are the words that have been randomly selected for me to work off. The 8 words are thrill, quaint, dogs, class, confess, north, load, and friend. Okay, so I took those words, and this is basically what I came up with. Chapter 29. Because of the thrill brought on by discovering new technology, Suzette decides to look for some champagne. She looks in the kitchen and finds only lemonade. She finds a quaint spot just outside the laboratory and sits down on a log. Sipping a glass of lemonade, she thinks about the journey she and her friends have been through. Suddenly, a pack of dogs charge towards her. Suzette shrieks and rushes back into the lab. Meanwhile, the others are trying to figure out how to make Teresa return to her normal self. I wish they taught her something like about this in science class, says Lisa. Just then, Suzette enters the room, followed by the dogs. The biggest one pounces onto Shane. Shane cowers in fear as the dog growls and drools over him. Teresa starts to cry after one of the dogs steals her hat. I must confess, this situation is more than I can handle, cries Suzette. What do you suggest we do, Becky? Try using that device on them, she yells, trying to get her spaghetti gun to defend herself, but accidentally feeding the hungry hounds in the process. Suzette hits the same button as before and manages to turn one of the dogs into a little puppy. This distracts the other dogs as they trot over to the new pup to investigate. Now we need to head north so we can get to the Pancake Island, says Suzette. What about Teresa? Asks Lisa. Oh, fine, replies Suzette. She targets Teresa and increases the age number to restore Teresa's previous form. Once Teresa is an adult again, she looks over at Suzette. That wasn't funny, Susie, she yells. They head back to the train to load the cherries onto their coach. Well, one good thing came out of this, says Suzette, looking back. What? Asks Shane. We gave those dogs a new friend to play with. She smiles.
You're still listening to the Beluga Tunes podcast. Can I go home now?
Well, I suppose that all could have gone a lot smoother. But hey-ho, that's just how it goes. Yeah, so before I go, I want to just tell you about my website, belugatoons.com, BelugaTons. You can also follow me on Twitter, at belugatoons. Belugatoons is basically how you find all my stuff everywhere. But yeah, if you want to follow this podcast on Twitter, it's at belugatoonspod. And like I said before, I've put up a link to the Rabbit group that I've set up. for doing live screenings of the films we're talking about. So as I said before, the next one is going to be Mask of the Red Death, 1964. At some point between now and next week, I'm going to set up a little online screening of that, and I'm going to talk about it in the next episode, so join me for that. Thanks to Julie Kitsouli for doing all of those lovely jingles and stings. Do check out her work. Go to kitsouli.com to find out more about all of her stuff. I think I'm more or less there. I should credit Pete Moore for his music, Asteroid, also known as the Pearl and Dean theme. And I'm really sorry about all the technical issues in this week's episode. Hopefully, we're not going to see too much of that. I really think it might have something to do with the weather this week. I dropped 13,024 frames, apparently. Very naughty. Right. I'm doing a live stream tomorrow. That's another thing, if you're watching this live. I'm going to be streaming, I think, to Twitch and Facebook again. You can check that out. I'm going to be drawing some cool characters. And that's tomorrow at 4 p.m. UK time. Thanks, everybody. I've really got to go now. Thanks for listening. And I am off to the pub.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.